Frank's big brown shepherd, Lucky, goes everywhere with him.
Hey.
Frank's a single guy in his 60s and on disability, so he doesn't have much money. He and Lucky live near the beach in California, where all the dogs kind of know each other.
Oh, Lucky, it's just Ruben. It's just your buddy.
The main dog hangout place is a big grassy square.
You can tell she don't go to the dog park.
Really? Why can you tell that?
Because she stops and talks.
Not everyone stops and talks to Frank anymore, even though he's been a dog park regular for 8 years. Someone saw his name and face on the Megan's Law website, a directory of registered sex offenders. Word spread around the dog park pretty fast.
And so they let the neighbors of the dog park know, who let my friend know, who let me know.
Jordan's been going there just as long as Frank has. Since her own dog passed away a couple years ago, she's been walking other people's dogs. When Jordan found out about Frank's past, it confirmed all her fears about him.
You know, I always knew the guy was dangerous.
What made you think he was dangerous?
His first dog got in a fight every day, drew blood, and he refused to deal with it. And when you tried to deal with him and try to get him to be responsible for his dog, he became very aggressive.
It wasn't long before more people knew than didn't know.
I don't see him here hardly at all, and I imagine if he knows that people now know, it'd be somewhat of an embarrassing situation.
Nick and his dog Daisy are regulars at the dog park too.
If I were in his role and I knew everybody knew, I probably wouldn't come around.
11 years ago this week, a federal version of Megan's Law was enacted. Versions vary from state to state, but the general idea is that people who live near a person convicted of a sex crime should be informed. So Frank's identity as a convicted rapist and his address have been on file with his local police department for over a decade. But it was only when California's version of Megan's Law got a website that everyone really found out about his past. Frank found out about the site at the same time that the people at the dog park did. He'd been dog-sitting for a yellow lab that belonged to another park regular, Kathy. She has a daughter at home, and when she found out Frank was a sex offender, she didn't want him at her place, and she changed the locks. He'd known her about 15 years then.
She never knew my past, mm-hmm. You know, all that time. The Megan's List just exposed me to the world, or the world to me. It's just not right that something that happened 30 years ago can come up and smack me in the face like that.
The thing about the website is that it's very specific and very vague at the same time. When I found out about Frank, I looked him up right away. I used the interactive map to find out exactly where he lived. There was a recent picture with his name, birthdate, nicknames. But when it came to his crime, all it said was rape by force/fear. It didn't say when or where or what kind of force or who or how old the victim was. It was all kind of left to the imagination. And when I asked Frank to tell me the circumstances, it was the one thing that was off limits.
I don't want to talk about that. That's past, you know? And you're wanting to bring it up, and that's what I'm trying to avoid. That's what I'm saying all through this. Is I don't want to go through this with everybody. You know, if I'd have killed somebody, if I'd have killed a woman 30 years ago, and then I got out of prison, I get off parole, there's no public record of it. Well, there is, you know, if somebody wants to go search through the police records. There's a lot of people that do things in their past that they just don't want everybody to know.
But the idea behind Megan's Law is that there are some things in people's pasts that their neighbors should know to protect themselves. The case is all part of the public record, although it took a lot of digging to find. It turns out Frank pled guilty to aggravated burglary and rape in 1975. He served 17 years. This is the only newspaper description I could find. He entered the woman's unlocked front door the evening of January 29th and went upstairs to where the woman was reading in bed while awaiting her husband's return, struck her with a soft drink bottle, then raped her. For Jordan, even though she knew none of those specifics, it was more than enough proof that Frank was very dangerous and was a threat to women at the dog park.
Are you afraid of him?
Definitely, totally afraid of him. The fact that he may have done his time, it doesn't change who he is.
Do you feel like you're a different person than you were when the rape happened?
For sure. You know, I'm over 60 years old now. You don't think that don't change you? Wait till you hit 60 and you'll see.
Frank vacillates between being angry with the sex offender laws and being resigned to his fate. His life might be a lot different if he wasn't marked in this way, he said. He's meticulous about following even the smallest laws, like getting Lucky's rabies shots on time, because he feels like he could lose everything at any time. Sometimes Frank even fantasizes about being homeless, so he wouldn't have to register and people wouldn't know.
There's no chance of disproving it, you know? What could you do to get off of that? Nothing. There's no way to prove that I would not do that again. What did happen, so. It's a lifetime sentence.
In California, I'm Neely Allel for Weekend America.